Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 11th, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. Today, of course, head of the news, Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, and with that we got 16 bulletins, 8 of which are rated as critical, and also one vulnerability that actually affects 2 of the bulletins that has been already exploited in the wild in targeted attacks. The first bulletin is MS-1651. It's the usual cumulative security update for Internet Explorer. This time it fixes 5 different vulnerabilities, one of which in Visual Basic JavaScript scripting is already being exploited out there in the wild. This vulnerability is also covered by MS-1653. MS-1653, we have seen this in the last few months, is a separate cumulative security update for JScript and VBScript that only applies to older versions of Windows. For newer version of Windows, MS-1651 is all you need. But this is why sort of this patch now rating does show up only in VBScript in the MS-1653 update. We probably should also apply this to MS-1651 because it does patch the same vulnerability. MS-1652, that's our cumulative security update for Microsoft Edge, patches 4 different vulnerabilities. And then another sort of one that we keep on having, MS-1654, this is a cumulative secure update for Microsoft Office, also patches 4 different vulnerabilities. All of these 4 bulletins are rated critical. So with that, we got our big patches for Office and in Explorer and Edge. And now we continue with some of the, I call them smaller patches, but well, the next one, MS-1655, it does affect the Microsoft graphics component. Again, you know, something that we keep on patching, rated critical, 5 different vulnerabilities. MS-1656 now, haven't seen this in a while. That's Windows Journal. Now, this is a memory corruption vulnerability. It can lead to arbitrary code execution. That's why Microsoft is rating it as critical. However, the exploitability on this one is only 3, which means that we are unlikely going to see an exploit for this. MS-1657, that is another exploit or vulnerability in the Windows shell. Remote code execution, Microsoft does rate this critical. Exploitability of 2, which is somewhat unlikely, but possible that we'll see an exploit for this. MS-1658, again, a very well-known vulnerability, Windows DLL loading. This is where you offer a DLL on a network share or something like this, and it's then being loaded instead of the actual DLL. Microsoft rates is important because it does require some user interaction, but it can lead to remote code execution. MS-1659, yet another vulnerability in Windows Media Center, again, can lead to remote code execution and is rated as important by Microsoft. And of course, in our rating, it doesn't really apply to servers because this is really more sort of a client kind of vulnerability with the Media Center component. With that, we sort of have now some privilege escalation vulnerabilities. MS-1660, that's your usual Windows kernel elevation of privilege vulnerabilities. Pretty much have one of these every month. They're rated only important as all of these elevation of privilege vulnerabilities. The next one is, again, elevation of privileges in RPC. The description of this vulnerability is actually pointing to something a little bit more sinister than elevation of privilege vulnerability. It does state here that an unauthenticated user could exploit the vulnerability by making malformed RPC requests to an affected host. It also states that an attacker could then install programs, view change or delete data, or create new accounts with full user rights. So essentially, an unauthenticated user can elevate privileges to become an authenticated user, which then, of course, could do whatever an authenticated user can do. MS-1662, that's the usual update for kernel mode drivers. It does patch a number of privilege escalation flaws. So again, nothing out of the ordinary here. MS-1664, now this is an Adobe Flash update. We have seen this in the last few months where Microsoft sort of republishes these Adobe Flash updates as part of its own bulletins. That, of course, does affect Microsoft browsers that include Adobe Flash Player. MS-1665 is a patch for SSL in Microsoft's .NET framework. This very much sounds like one of the many recent SSL TLS flaws, in that it does rely on the attacker injecting data into the connection. Also, TLS 1.2 is not affected here. MS-1666, that's an attack against the hypervisor in Microsoft and does lead to a security feature, a bypass. And finally, we have MS-67, that's a vulnerability in the remote desktop protocol that could also lead to information disclosure. As far as patching priorities go, I think the browser vulnerabilities and the Adobe Flash update should probably be prioritized for your clients. For the other flaws, I don't really see any particular order here. Doesn't really look like anything here is very urgent for servers. Maybe the SSL flaw is something that you should consider patching on servers a little bit quickly. But then again, exploitation of these SSL flaws is typically rather uncommon and difficult, so wouldn't really get too concerned about this particular issue. And from Adobe, in addition to the Flash Player update, we also have an update for Adobe Acrobat and PDF Reader and for Cold Fusion. These Cold Fusion bugs have been used in the past for various exploits, so I wouldn't really discard them. The priority ranking here is only 2, which means that these particular vulnerabilities that are being patched in this update, and there are 3 different vulnerabilities, haven't been exploited yet, but then again, it can take some while to get this all patched. One of the vulnerabilities is this infamous Apache Commons Collections deserialization vulnerability. We have definitely seen exploits being offered for this vulnerability, so this may just be a matter of reapplying the existing exploits for the particular use case here of Cold Fusion. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.